in. We don't know if some of them could have been wounded even during the attack on October 7th, but they will be brought here and they will be given then the opportunity in the hospitals to finally meet their families after 49 days.
ABC's Patrick Rievel. More Black Friday discounts are meant to entice American shoppers to open their wallets even more. But overall, consumers may be a bit weary this holiday season, saddled with higher credit card debt and watching their savings dwindle. This is ABC News.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajaji. The first group of hostages have been released by Hamas. They include 12 Israeli detainees, women and children. In addition, 11 Thai nationals and one Philippine citizen have been released. This coming at the start of a four-day ceasefire, which is holding. The Red Cross taking them from Gaza through Egypt, and then the Israelis will be brought into Israel.
They're going to be brought here to hospitals in Tel Aviv, we believe to five hospitals here, where they will, some of them will require probably urgent medical care. We don't know what state these people are in. We don't know if some of them could have been wounded even during the attack on October 7th. But they will be brought here and they will be given then the opportunity in the hospitals to finally meet their families after 49 days.
ABC's Patrick Rievel. More Black Friday discounts are meant to entice American shoppers to open their wallets even more. But overall, consumers may be a bit weary this holiday season, saddled with higher credit card debt and watching their savings dwindle. This is ABC News.
Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty studios.
Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajaji. The first group of hostages have been released by Hamas. They include 12 Israeli detainees, women and children. In addition, 11 Thai nationals and one Philippine citizen have been released. This coming at the start of a four-day ceasefire, which is holding. The Red Cross taking them from Gaza through Egypt, and then the Israelis will be brought into Israel.
They're going to be brought here to hospitals in Tel Aviv, we believe to five hospitals here, where they will, some of them will require probably urgent medical care. We don't know what state these people are in. We don't know if some of them could have been wounded even during the attack on October 7th. But they will be brought here and they will be given then the opportunity in the hospitals to finally meet their families after 49 days.
ABC's Patrick Rievel. More Black Friday discounts are meant to entice American shoppers to open their wallets even more. But overall, consumers may be a bit weary this holiday season, saddled with higher credit card debt and watching their savings dwindle. This is ABC News.
Matt LaFleur says his offensive and defensive lines made the difference.
Anytime you drop back against Detroit or throw 30-plus passes and you come out away with zero sacks, and then conversely, what we were doing up front on the other side of the ball, that was really the difference.
At 8-3, are the Lions getting a little overconfident? Head coach Dan Campbell.
I don't think our guys are on cruise control. What I'm saying is it doesn't matter who comes in here. When they play a perfect game, if we don't play our best when they're playing a perfect game, things like that will happen. We go and turn the ball over three times against every opponent we have left, the odds of winning are going to be pretty slim.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 23. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, 35. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Beauty for Soul, your destination for CBD and Delta-approved products right here in Madison, Wisconsin. Located at 653 South Park Street, Beauty for Soul offers a wide range of products to soothe your soul. And here's the best part. They accept cash or cash app for your convenience. Beauty for Soul is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday with delivery hours extending past closing. Eat it, drink it, smoke it, everything you need to ease the soul, including tinctures. For more information, call 608-213-3492.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the hump day edition, the happier happy hour. Rolling into it, Tom. And we're going to take many more of your calls. You can join us right now at 844-967-2789, where Dems outperformed. And the issue is certainly got to be abortion, because Donald Trump, realistically, I know he's a turnout machine for both sides, but he was not on the ballot. 844-967-2789. Chris from Adams Friendship. Here's a new one. Welcome, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi, Chris.
Hi, I want to respond to Bill. I am actually a child who was born to teenagers. I'm 48. I have lived with an uber conservative, Trump father, Trump loving father, and a more liberal mother. They are divorced. I myself actually ended up pregnant and very young, and had to make a decision. It was a unexpected pregnancy. However, precautions were taken, and it just still happened. And Bill has no idea what growing up in a teenage pregnancy household was like. And still to this day, at 48 years old, my father resents me.
Because Chris, of the early pregnancy, or because your arrival in his life changed his life?
My arrival in his life. My parents do not know that I was ever pregnant. I was not going to bring a child into that same lifestyle regardless. But still to this day, 48 years later, my dad resents the fact that I exist.
Chris, do Do you ever, and I've heard it represented by the pro-life anti-abortion movement, that women so often regret the abortions they have. Do you have any regrets of that sort, Chris?
Some. I do have some, because I never ended up having children. But at that time, there was no way mentally or financially I was prepared to have a child. I was 21 years old. I had no financial way to provide for a child. It was not long after that I was no longer with the father of the child. I would have been on the system. It was not a good situation all around.
When it's suggested that you should have carried the child to term, let's say your Trumpy dad found out, he probably would have said, you got to have the baby. You got to carry it to term.
He absolutely would have.
Could you envision putting yourself, your life through that, and then, let's say, turning that baby over for adoption? Did that ever strike you as a viable alternative?
I don't think mentally I would have been able to do it. I don't think I would have been able to provide a stable life for the child at the same time.
Chris, before we cut off this phone call, is there anything else you'd like to add? Any other information you'd like people like Bill or Dom or I or anyone listening right now, anything else you'd like us to know?
I would like Bill to understand that it's not a decision that is ever made lightly. It is not a decision I made on my own. There were plenty of conversations between myself and the father of the child. It was never done in secret between him and I. He is also very conservative. He also went on to, I believe, not have any biological children of his own. I do not know that for a fact, but I believe that that is what I've been told. We have friends in common still. He did move away. But it is not an easy decision. It is not a it's the easy way out decision. There are consequences to the decision, and it's not a decision that, at least in my situation, was taken lightly.
Chris, did the father ever try to influence that decision to encourage you to have the baby, if I may ask?
Or the other way around, encourage you to obviously end up not having the baby. How did that go down?
No, it was a, we talked about it. It was a, we both decided we weren't ready. We both decided we weren't financially stable enough. We weren't emotionally stable enough. We both decided that carrying it to term and delivering, it wasn't a good decision. It was a conversation that was not a 1 minute, one day conversation. It was a lengthy conversation. It was something that we did take care of. We did do in the early stages, first trimester, because we did not want to do it any later than that. It was not a Planned Parenthood type situation. Everybody blames Planned Parenthood. It was not that type of situation. There was an actual clinic in Madison. There was a doctor that had a clinic in Madison. And my ultra-conservative best friend actually took me, even though she was against it. So, it's conversations, and it's not an easy decision. I also can attest to, I have several people in my life who have had barely viable children delivered. We're talking 24 weeks, and that's not an easy situation to live through either.
Chris, so, I got to be honest with you. I have been aware of a few of the women in my life have been candid and have told me they've had abortions. But this is probably the most candid conversation I've ever had on the topic, Chris. And I appreciate your candor.
Sure. My husband doesn't even know. I just don't talk about it, but I felt compelled to discuss it so that Bill knows that it's not an easy decision. It's not. And like I said, I haven't even told my husband.
Chris, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you, too, Chris. Wow. Wow. It is obviously a torturous decision for most people. And for people like Bill and others just to flippantly say, oh, you know, murdering babies. I mean, it's one thing to say that it's easy from the outside to just, you know, hurl that out there, you know, based on your fervent religious beliefs. But until you live through it and feel it and have to, you know, make these agonizing decisions, and ultimately it's not Bill's decision. And it's a woman's decision, in my opinion on this. And I think our previous caller in the last hour brought this up as well. These are, it takes two to tango, man. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, this doesn't happen by itself. You know, this isn't the Mother Mary, as the Christians would believe. That doesn't happen. And so there is responsibility certainly on all sides. So even though it is the woman at the, you know, has to go through the operation, the men's done quick, it's really up to the woman to go and have the procedure. You know, both are involved, at least in this particular case. Thank you once again for a great call. Appreciate you sharing. 844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for
us? Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And I think we showed that yesterday with the voting that's gone on. Remember, polls don't vote. People do. And I also want to say Chris was very admirable in coming on just now, and I want to thank her for that. The other thing I want to say is just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean that she's necessarily going to choose termination. It's either the government's right to choose or a woman's right to choose. So all these people out there that call this the abortion issue, pro-abortion, da-da-da-da, it's not. It's pro a woman's right to choose or pro-big government's right to choose. And it should be between a woman and her doctor and her partner. And, you know, it just blows my mind away that they make this into this thing where it's almost like pro-abortion. It's not. It's pro-woman's right to choose. And if you take away a woman's right to choose, someone like Chris wouldn't have even had the opportunity to choose anything. So it's about the choice and who's doing the choosing. So,
do you remember when Scott Walker was running for re-election and
He put that at the end of the campaign
the warm
doctor and a woman. That's BS.
Well, of course, that was not his position, not beyond the election, not when he won re-election.
Right.
He defunded Planned Parenthood proudly, took away reproductive services from women. And I don't know if many men know this. I know Chris Kapinga, a state senator, was very dismissive, but they asked the question, how many men receive services in the state of Wisconsin each year from Planned Parenthood? The number was over 6,000. Men receiving STD treatment, et cetera, through Planned Parenthood. Anyways, got any other quick thoughts, Tom?
Planned Parenthood might be the only place that some people have for health care.
You're probably right about that, Tom. And in the state of Wisconsin, they have taken the legal opinion of a Dane County judge, and they've begun restoring and performing services, but only in Madison and Milwaukee. And it's a big state. So, you know, some people are not getting the services they desire. Come back. More of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. More Devils.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Do you have questions about whether legal cannabis is right for you? I'm Alan Robinson, co-founder of Herbal Aspect. Cannabis is my business, my vocation, and my passion. Schedule an in-person or virtual cannabis consultation with me, a $50 value at no cost, just for Devil Radio listeners. Receive personalized advice, benefit from my undivided attention, and I'll guide you through helping you make an informed choice among Herbal Aspect's extensive selection. And get 10% off your first purchase when you use the code DEVILRADIO at HerbalAspect.com.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Back from the 420 break, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you download the super cool Civic Media app. You can find it in your Apple stores, your Google stores. Follow the Devil's Advocate everywhere you go.
Damn, you've always got that short-term memory problem. I'll help you with that. Thanks, got a fine guest who's joined me here in the WMDX studios. He's our friend Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. And Alan, you bringing us some 420 facts today?
Oh, man, I've got the news for you all the time. Today is going to be a little bit more subdued because we're not happy about the Speaker of the House.
Speaker Johnson.
Speaker Johnson.
The head of the crazy caucus.
Yeah, that's going to be correct. So the gentleman is vehemently opposed to cannabis reform in any way. We are talking about even moderate reforms. Well, the 2018 Farm Bill is what companies like mine operate under. Now, we need a continuing resolution in order to make that Farm Bill continue on after the 17th. Is it the 17th of November? I smoke a lot.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks. It's coming up quick.
So let me understand this if I can. Let me see if I'm following the math here. The Farm Bill that legalized cannabis under federal law,
yes,
not all cannabis, but certain derived cannabis products, and you sell those things through Herbal Aspect. Am I saying that correctly?
That is correct, yes.
And under state and federal law, what you sell, the cannabis you sell, is legal.
Right.
Unless the federal government fails to extend what is currently contained in the agricultural bill from 2018.
That is right.
That would really upset the apple cart here in the state of...
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities there say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. A Door County woman is thankful for all the help she's getting from her neighbors. Stephanie Laskonski of Bailey's Harbor is a mother of six who's paralyzed from the chest down due to several autoimmune diseases. She's getting donations collected from spectators at yesterday's Thanksgiving Day parade in Jacksonport. The community chooses one family in need to benefit each year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. There's a little more than 31 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and Black Friday is the official start to the holiday shopping season. The National Retail Federation is predicting most of you will spend an average $800 on gifts, decorations, and more, which is up $50 from last year. Retail experts also say many shoppers are looking for the best deals and are planning to compare prices between Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, trying to wrap up gift buying early in the season. It's actually not something new. The organizers of the Macy's Parade considered their event the start to the holiday season, and in the early years called it the Macy's Christmas Parade to encourage shopping right after it. One more seasonal tie-in, the song called One Horse Open Sleigh, was meant for Thanksgiving. It instead became so popular during holiday shopping, it had to be renamed Jingle Bells. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Wisconsin and Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Badgers against the Gophers. It's been 3 years since the Badgers won the Paul Bunyan Axe. Wisconsin with a long list of injured players. Who's going to play? Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of unknowns for us. Anybody that has the opportunity to play will play in this game.
NFL, the Packers beat the Lions 29-22 at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says his offensive and defensive lines made the difference.
Anytime you drop back against Detroit or throw 30-plus passes and you come out away with zero sacks, and then conversely what we were doing up front on the other side of the ball, that was really the difference.
At 8-3, are the Lions getting a little overconfident? Head coach Dan Campbell.
I don't think our guys are on cruise control. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter who comes in here. When they play a perfect game, if we don't play our best when they're playing a perfect game, things like that'll happen. We go and turn the ball over three times against every opponent we have left, the odds of winning are going to be pretty slim.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 15 tonight, under cloudy skies, westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, 33. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Legal mumble jumble, but I just want to basically say that means that the DEA and all the feds could come down and on any state that has legalized cannabis and throw their entire industry into complete upheaval with rescheduling. What you need to do is completely deschedule cannabis, and then you won't have that problem.
Dom, do you have more questions? Because otherwise I'd like to selfishly get back to my cannabis education and how I get that free consult down at the Herbal Aspect, because you went a little too quick for me. Slow down, man. I want to hear that again, because I got to take a note here. Yeah. How am I going to get the free consultation? Because I want to learn more. I don't want to be an uninformed consumer with a bag full of stems and seeds like I used to get in college.
Yeah, so what you're going to do, right, starting next week, you'll be able to log on herbalaspect.com and to click a button that says cannabis consultations. That will lead you to a scheduling portal. You put in Devil Radio and there you go.
It's free.
$50 free value.
And
I'll give you 10% off your purchase too once you
well
do
I was gonna say I'm not getting educated not to buy something. Now you got to point me in the right direction. So yeah. Again, say that deal.
Man, I'll let you know. So if you, with your consultation, with your first purchase, I'll go ahead and give you a 10% off discount for Devil Radio listeners.
I like that deal.
There it is.
Free consultation. A deal on my legal cannabis, FDA approved, state approved. This is the good stuff. And it's done right with a side of education by my friend Alan Robinson. Thank you for the 420 facts. Go see him at the Herbal Aspect or schedule your consultation, herbalaspect.com. Our friend Nick Ramos coming in from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign next.
Thanks, Alan.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities there say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. A Door County woman is thankful for all the help she's getting from her neighbors. Stephanie Laskonski of Bailey's Harbor is a mother of six who's paralyzed from the chest down due to several autoimmune diseases. She's getting donations collected from spectators at yesterday's Thanksgiving Day parade in Jacksonport. The community chooses one family in need to benefit each year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Barr. A small company creates a big business because of its leftover Thanksgiving turkey and what it means to meals today. An Instacart survey shows 98% of grocery store shoppers buy a half dozen frozen meals every year. But in 1954, it takes an over-order by Swanson Foods for the idea of a reheatable dinner to become reality. Employees at the time are facing 260 tons of extra turkey, and rather than eat the huge financial loss, individual turkey dinners are created using airline meals as an example. Each tray includes the turkey along with dressing, potatoes, gravy, and peas in individual sections. It's frozen, shipped off to grocery stores, and before the end of the year, 10 million of these trays, now being called TV dinners, are sold at just 98 cents a piece. For the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level. Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmadison.com. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
Wisconsin and Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Badgers against the Gophers. It's been 3 years since the Badgers won the Paul Bunyan Axe. Wisconsin with a long list of injured players. Who's going to play? Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of unknowns for us. Anybody that has the opportunity to play will play in this game.
NFL, the Packers beat the Lions 29-22 at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says his offensive and defensive lines made the difference.
Anytime you drop back against Detroit or throw 30-plus passes and you come out away with zero sacks, and then conversely what we were doing up front on the other side of the ball, that was really the difference.
At 8-3, are the Lions getting a little overconfident? Head coach Dan Campbell.
I don't think our guys are on cruise control. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter who comes in here. When they play a perfect game, if we don't play our best when they're playing a perfect game, things like that'll happen. We go and turn the ball over three times against every opponent we have left, the odds of winning are going to be pretty slim.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 23. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, 35. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The annual Donate and Save event is on now at Hoola Eyewear. Through December 31st, bring in a gently loved pair of glasses or a bag of non-perishable food items and get up to $100 off. Hoola offers glasses, readers, and sunglasses with fun, stylish, uniquely you frames for all ages, lifestyles, and price points. And don't forget to use your Flex and HSA money before the end of the year. Donate and save up to $100 today at Hoola Eyewear in the Hilldale Shopping Center, Madison.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, our favorite. Thank you to our friend Alan Robinson, a fine sponsor from Herbal Aspect. Love when he brings us 420 facts. And Dom, we've got our friend Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We welcome him back, the new executive director. Gonna get all real on campaign finance stuff. Nick, welcome back.
Hey, Crute, hey, man. I'm so happy to be here with you guys, man. I hope you guys have been having fun today.
Let me first and foremost say shout out to Nick's grandma watching on the social medias right now in Ohio. Cleveland.
Oh, hey, grandma.
Cleveland, yeah. By the way, Cleveland rocks, grandma. Welcome to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. I hope she becomes an everyday listener. But Nick, she's got to be a proud grandma. You are the new executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And for the uninitiated, what do you guys do?
So the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is a nonprofit statewide organization dedicated to working to make sure that our government is open and transparent and is working for the good of all and not just the narrow few. And so we do a lot of big things. I think the three things that have really been in the forefront right now has been redistricting, fair maps work, tracking money in politics and trying to get money out of politics. And so pushing for reform with that. And then generally speaking, pro-democracy reform, you know, where you want the most equitable Wisconsin possible here.
Well, Nick, I saw in the wispolitics.com that the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign had expended some of its resources advertising on the so-called civic media. And I'm sure the powers over there that be appreciate you doing so. What sort of messages does the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign put out? Obviously, it's not an election year. Your organization is not in the electioneering business. You're not telling us to vote for someone right. or vote against someone. So what was the message in case someone missed it?
Yeah, so thankful that we have such extraordinary people here at Civic Media that would even let me come in here and record a radio ad in the first place. But there's a really looming deadline that's coming up here. The Senate's getting ready to come back into session November 7th, and we wanted to get Wisconsinites from every corner of the state in the know as far as what's happening with this redistricting bill, because we are very fearful if the shenanigans continue the same way that they did in the assembly, that they're going to rush to vote on a bill that honestly is not up to snuff as far as experts and people in the pro-democracy space is concerned. And so we wanted people to get the opportunity to reach out to their state senator and to be able to actually have their voice heard on this and try and slow down this redistricting bill that they're trying to jam through and make law in the state.
Well, of course, the Iowa plan, as Robin Voss would describe it, it's more like the Speaker Robin Voss plan, because he would ultimately have say over what the maps would be. My understanding, the threatened impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz, the newly impaneled Supreme Court justice, well, it's been at least put on the back burner for now, and I don't know if it was your efforts or the efforts of the Dem Party or the broader voice of the electorate calling in their leaders and saying, don't do this. And of course, there's the lack of any rationale or reason to impeach Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. That seemed to be a secondary issue. But if you've noticed, Nick, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator, Megan Wolf, who has her own legal case before the Wisconsin courts, well, suddenly, under the pressure of his primary opponent, maybe some wackadoos from the Racine area like Harry Waite, now suddenly the speaker has advanced impeachment articles against Megan Wolf, despite earlier in the day saying, oh, you know, these threats, blew them off, and then bent to their will immediately in the same day. Same Speaker Voss. How concerning is that, that all it would take to push a impeachment action against Protasiewicz is a couple of ads in Speaker Voss's district saying, do it, Voss, or we'll impeach you.
Right. I mean,
or recall or whatever.
All right. No, I'm picking on what you're throwing down. And it's a big, desperate men make desperate plans. It's one of those things that you see literally an ad campaign go out targeting Speaker Voss saying, hey, if you don't do something about this, we're going to vote you out. And then he's now all of a sudden, even though he came out on record and saying it wasn't tied to that, he was planning on something else. But we can all see just what's going on right in front of our faces right now. Like, it's a situation where you're right. I think we saw a Supreme Court shift And that's why we started to hear the rumblings as far as impeachment. We get to see a little bit of pressure here, and then all of a sudden folds like a house of cards and is throwing impeachment out there for Megan Wolf. And it's a really terrifying time, because at this moment, who's to say that he can't think about any other kind of scorched earth type tactics if he's starting to get a little bit of pressure? And so we want to keep our foot on the gas pedal and make sure that we are definitely present at any hearings. We're letting people know that we're going to be doing rallies. We're going to be trying to be everywhere to let them know that there's another side to this. And it's not just you get to choose what officials get to stay in office because you feel some type of political pressure. And that, I mean, that just doesn't sound fair to me whatsoever.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Nick Ramos. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, thanks for coming around. Last week, ProPublica released a piece kind of diving into Leonard Leo. This guy's been, his name's been bounced around a lot. Got a lot of money to spend on the political and judicial races specifically, Nick. And they kind of break down how he was involved, you know, during the Walker administration and how they went. Now, this was, frankly, pretty new news to me, Nick. And I know Wisconsin Democracy Campaign prides yourself in tracking the money. How do you track the money? How where do you get the information from? And how do people go and try to find it from Wisconsin Democracy Campaign?
That's a great question. And so every election cycle, we have a team internally that pulls that data. We pull contributions. And our specific search engine is exclusive to Wisconsin specifically. So we're looking at candidates and races that happen here, but we're looking at the money that gets spent on it, whether it's inside the state or outside the state. And then, so we've got, you know, a gentleman by the name of David, who his entire life, and I feel really bad because he's pulling all these numbers and he's doing all the coding, and like, he has to do this constantly. And he's just getting caught up right now, and I've been putting him to work. So David, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But for the general public, you could go on wisdc.org and pull our website up, and it's very user-friendly as far as you can go on there, type in a candidate's name, and because of the good work that we have done grabbing all of those donations and being able to have names and as much information as possible that we can get on these particular donors and showcase the fact of how much money is going in, how often are they donating, and then you get to also see some of the biggest donors. I mean, we've got organizations here that are doing insane amounts of spending on candidates to try and get them to try and get their person to win. And in this particular situation, I mean, we've got out of state money, we've got dark money coming in and influencing races, and people need to be aware of what's happening.
Is that specifically, sorry to interrupt, Nick, but yeah, is that Nick Ramos, executive director of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign? We're talking about this go impeach Megan Wolf campaign in Robin Voss's district. Do we know, was that funded outside the state of Wisconsin? Do we know who is funding? And even this group, it's WEC, which of course is the name of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the right acronym thereof. I think that's purposeful. It very much is there to cloud. Mm-hmm. Do we have any sense of who's funding this?
I think we're going to have more for the general public here next week about this particular campaign, because I was literally in a meeting and somebody sent me the photo. I'm like, okay, Mike.
I speculate Dick Uline's going to come up somewhere.
Oh, I was in a closed door meeting and had, and then I was just getting blown up with this ad, and I had my research guy look, he's looking into it right now. So we're going to have a lot more to share with the public as far as who is funding this particular campaign.
He's Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, we've got some problematic sort of ads that are sort of on the horizon. We're just starting to see AI being incorporated, mm-hmm, and the generation of false audio, even potentially false video, although I've not seen that effectively done, but I've certainly heard some audio that sounds very convincing. Hell, they got a new Beatles record dropping with John Lennon's voice through AI. Well, that's one thing for commercial gain, but it's another thing if they don't tell us it's being incorporated. And there's actually a push right now in the state of Wisconsin to push back against the incorporation of AI, or at least make it transparent if it's being used in these ads, because someone could literally put words in your mouth. Is there support for this? Do you think this will move forward in any sort of a bipartisan fashion, Nick?
I definitely think, because we've seen other states and states that, you know, might be traditionally blue or traditionally red be able to bring AI bills across the finish line. And as far as like my thumb on the pulse with this particular legislature here in Wisconsin, I definitely think there's an appetite on both sides to be able to push an AI bill that would give our legislature the opportunity to be able to see when, if there's a organization or an individual that is trying to push for AI ads, that it needs to be labeled. It needs to be clearly out there that this is an artificial intelligence ad. And then there's ways that, like, I think the Wisconsin law, when it, if it were to become law, that it's not overreaching in a way that in other states we've seen legislatures shoot it down because they think they're going too far. I think this one is more of just a framework to be able to get in front of it and be able to make sure that the public knows that what's in front of them isn't being generated by a human. And that, you know, and I think that's really important when we see all these deep fakes and we see things that honestly in the past, you know, I saw deep fakes and I was like, oh, this is clearly fake. And now we're getting to a point where there could be an ad of you, Crew, you know, literally calling people saying, you know, all types of things. And we might think it's real and it's not even you.
As long as it's sexy, I'll take it. You got Don Jr. He's Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, I know I'm turning back topically just for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
The impeachment articles being advanced at least to committee by Speaker Robin Voss against the Wisconsin Election Commissioner Administrator Megan Wolf, according to the reporting I've read, and I have not yet reviewed these articles of impeachment, 15, but according to the reporting I've read, each and every one of these 15 articles of impeachment contain false and misleading information. And this will be propagated widely through impeachment actions here in the state of Wisconsin. What they say will be reported by the press. Well, if we're talking about AI or transparency and who's giving the money, I think getting the truth out there is the most important thing. So what role do you think Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has in informing the public of the misgivings we might have about the false impeachment articles?
It's going to be a joint effort between the Democracy Campaign and the various organizations within the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition that we have here in the state, because it takes a village to be able to do that type of education and debunk what will end up being spread across this entire state. As far
there's plenty of bunk being spread.
Amen. And so I know that we and the Wisconsin Voting Rights Coalition have already had discussions about being able to put forth materials both on social media, doing speaking engagements, trying to get into as many communities as possible to be able to share the actual truth.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you want to get involved in your fine work and the work being done by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, how can they get involved?
You got access to the internet. I suggest you to go to wisdc.org. You can subscribe. You'll get all our e-alerts. You'll get access to all the good stuff that we're doing every single week.
Nick, final thought. Well, those shoes, where did you get those, man? Those are like cheese curds you're wearing on your feet, dude.
I got to tell you, man, people are going to roast me here. Kanye West is a very polarizing figure, and these shoes are Yeezys, and I'm going to burn them once they're dead. So that's it.
Yeezy cheesies. Thank you, Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Appreciate your time. Rest of you. Come on back. Dial us up. 844. 844-
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Partner now with the greatest radio show ever and start getting return on your investment immediately. The Devil's Advocates are a small business just like you, and like you, we can't afford advertising that offers no return. The Devil's Advocates listeners support our sponsors and the mission, tell you when your messages are working, and put cash in your register. So invest your ad dollars to reach our raving Madison and Dane County fans, or affordably reach the whole state, Chicago, Minneapolis, and our nationwide stream audience today. The Devil's Advocates can be the voice of your business, hold special events at your location, interview your staff or satisfied customers to lift your business. Contact us today, Kroot at darnwy.com. That's Kroot at darnwy.com.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing the grievances, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, Brian One, the new executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, the fashionable-footed Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I swear to God, he like had strapped cheese curds with laces on his feet. They looked entirely comfortable, but very much like cheese curds. I took a picture. I'll share it on the Devil's Advocates radio Facebook page because you all want to know about his Yeezys. I can tell. I'm wearing some New Balance.
The NBs.
Just a pair of walking sneaks. I'm feeling kind of...
You got to get some style, man. You got to take some lessons from Nick.
Yesterday, I was wearing like some Timberlands. That was... Or what day was it? I was a lumberjack the other day.
I wore flip-flops.
Put it all together.
Just for the record. Yeah. It was warm enough out, you know.
The shoe
run in, run out. Yeah.
That prepares you for nothing life could throw at you. Those Yeezys, though. I mean, you could get away at some cheesy Yeezys. You should look into those. Those look quite comfortable. Anyways, politics and shoes. That's what we do here.
Is that what it is?
844-967-2789. Dom, before we turn the page here, the specter of AI. Do you think this will be a thing? And I mean, this elective cycle, do you think we will see some breaking news? Trump said this. We've uncovered the tape of Trump, and it's not really Trump. It's AI.
Right.
Or Joe Biden, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think these things are already there, right? They're just not either widely, created and spread around, or when they do, certainly the first thing I would think of is, hey, BS meter. Does that seem logical? Does that seem real? Is that possible? So, obviously everyone, given the world we live in these days, you got to have a sense of curiosity to maybe look past what you think might be something that may not be that thing. And that's terrible, but it's more of the same. You always got to research and figure it out. Don't just believe the first thing you see or hear. So I don't know that it's like saying there's going to be, political violence. Yeah. Well, again, So yeah, this is already kind of a thing.
Do you think there will be bipartisan support to actually try to restrain this sort of effort to mislead the electorate? Because as near as I can tell, man, that's one party's goal right now is to mislead the electorate. Their whole.
Right.
Theory is it was stolen from the last guy, so you got to put him back.
No, it's a purposeful lie, man. I mean, this is a plan. This is a conspiracy, as we have now seen, as evidenced by court cases and research and yada yada. Look around over the last 3 years. So, Will there be effort? Yeah, I think it's a bipartisan effort. Sure, it could impact everybody, but I don't know how you're going to regulate, you know, someone going to put the resources into doing it and then throwing it on social media and it's spreading. You know, oh, they didn't put the little tag on the bottom of it, you know, contains vulgar words, you know, PMRC. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to do that? How are you going to regulate that? Hey, I found it and shared it. Is that illegal for me to do? There's a lot of practical questions that I have, in this regard. So, I mean, it should definitely be approached and looked at, no question. But it's going to be difficult to regulate.
If AI is utilized in either the creation of the script or the actual voicing of an ad, should that be disclosed to the people? And that includes scripting. You know, I can see some of these young campaign staffers, you know, writing speeches through the ChatGPT.
Well, I mean, we could do this right now. I mean,
they write their papers for college, most of them.
Hey, let's ask Chat, AI, what did Donald Trump say today in regards to, say, I don't know, New York court cases, and have that come up, and then use an AI voiceover to put that voice to those words. I would imagine we can probably get close to doing something like that right now, dude. So
I think Nancy Bryan came close a couple times of his own volition, just stringing the Trump clips together.
Now, the other side then. Now, if I do this as a voiceover talent, if I just happen to have one of those, you know, skills,
like Rich Saturday Lives,
some of those folks do really good at impersonating other people's. Is that also a thing? I mean, is that if it's satire, of course, you can get away with it. If you're claiming that these are words by a public official, well, can you put lies in their mouth? I mean, Trump's been putting lies into people's mouths all the time. So, you know, there's a lot, man. It's really complex. It's really interesting. But I think in many ways we're all obviously already right here, dude. I mean, we could literally do segments on what did AI create for Trump today?
You know, in the last elective cycle, there was a Ron Johnson impersonator that occasionally appeared on these civic media airwaves, but very little or no effort to actually sound like Ron, just say really dumb things like Ron might say them.
Right.
I still found it quite hilarious on many occasions. 844-967-2789. I got the wrong screen up, so I can't get to him, Dom.
I'll get to him, man. Let's do callers. Be patient. Starting with you, Wisco Paul. Happy Friday, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I got a. It's really a toss up on grievances. You got Coward Voss. But I think I have to go with the Speaker of the House, because it seems to me it's totally controlled by Trump, and that in itself is very, very scary.
That's not fair, Paul. They have bad ideas of their own volition.
separate branch of government, Paul.
I can't argue that. But it's still kind of spooky, because you could shut the government down, and that is funny, though. But so that's my grievance. The Speaker of the House, I think he's totally controlled by Trump. Yeah, and you're correct on that. They have enough of their own bad ideas. And I'll end with Go Badgers, and you boys have a great weekend.
You as well, Paul. Thanks for listening.
All right, Paul. You too, man.
And
appreciate it.
Hour two, your grievances. 844-967-2789.
With Dom and Crute, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7, WMDX. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News special report, so far so good, for the planned four-day ceasefire put in place by Israel today after Hamas released 24 hostages, 13 of them Israelis. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
There's a lot of tension and anticipation.